This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Bill Shapaw is joining us, professor and soybean breeder in the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University. And Dr. Shapaw, you've been involved in an ongoing germplasm research at Kansas State University. Can you update us as to where the project stands?
We're working to develop new soybean germplasm, new varieties, productive varieties that help meet farmers' needs for growing conventional varieties if they happen to be doing that, and that can be used by other soybean breeders, both public and private soybean breeders, to develop new varieties for the future.
And there's been a demand for this in the aspect of, let's get that newer variety out, depending on the part of the country you're in as well.
Yes, each year when we release varieties, we offer them for commercial production, and then we also offer them to other breeders. So we sign agreements with other public and private soybean breeders that they can use our varieties, and that happens really each year when we develop a new release.
I understand you're also co-investigating some other projects as well?
Well, certainly. We work on a lot of different things. I mean, for example, we continue to try to improve at what we're doing, do a better job at breeding, be more efficient at improving genetic gain for yield potential and other traits. And two of the areas that we're working very hard on is one is on genomic selection, and that's using the genetic information of the plant to select the plant and complement what we're doing with our field trials and make that process more efficient. And we're also using a remote sensing. We happen to be using drones, and they characterize the health of the plants. And so we're trying to use genetics and remote sensing to better characterize a variety and give us more information that complements yield and information on drought stress, heat stress, to be more efficient and do better and to capture more genetic diversity than we're currently using.
How important is it to have the support of the Soybean Commission with the use of the checkoff dollars to help further your research?
It's critical. Throughout my entire career, it has been the Soybean Commission that has funded the core of the project. It keeps the soybean breeding program going. It allows us to do the things that soybean breeders do. We evaluate varieties. We develop populations, we evaluate those populations, and we do this over and over again. We use winter nursery facilities, we use greenhouse facilities. All these things take resources, and the Soybean Commission has helped fund those activities to keep the soybean breeding program going.
That is Dr. Bill Shapaw, professor and soybean breeder in the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University, as he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.